When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready for a deep dive into a neighbor dispute that's, it's got all the makings of a TV drama. Trash mountains, screaming matches at 4 a.m, even a little bit of mystery.
Yeah.
Seriously, this listener's story had us hooked.
It really does read like a suspense novel. And what's fascinating from an expert perspective is the level of detail. This isn't just my neighbor's annoying. This is like meticulously documented dates, times, you name it. It's almost like a case study in how these things escalate.
Right. Like most people would maybe, I don't know, leave a note or something. But this listener is taking notes like it's a PhD dissertation on bad neighbors.
Sure.
So walk us through the beginning. What were the early signs that things were going south?
So it starts out idyllic enough, new apartment, our listeners excited about the community feel. Then new neighbor arrives. And at first, it's those pretty standard things, you know, loud music late at night, conversations you can hear through the walls. We've all been there.
Yeah, apartment living, am I right?
Yeah, exactly. But then it gets weird. The listener starts noticing this buildup of trash in a shared yard area. And not just like, oh, someone missed the bin day. I'm talking overflowing garbage bags, old food, the works. And that's when the detailed log really starts.
Because who would even do that? It's like beyond inconsiderate. So how does our listener try to handle it at first?
They actually try to be pretty proactive about it, gets a few other neighbors on board, and they organize what they call a winter cleanup day. Sounds nice enough, right? Except things backfire spectacularly.
I'm sensing this does not solve the trash problem.
Nope. In fact, it seems to make it worse. Like the neighbor saw this as some kind of challenge because the trashing gets even more blatant after that.
It's like they were trying to send a message. Like, oh yeah, two can play at that game.
Precisely. And you can feel the shift in the listener's tone from this point on. It's no longer just annoying. It feels personal, targeted, and naturally that starts to mess with their peace of mind.
And that brings us to, I think, the real turning point in this story, the 4 a.m. incident.
Oh, yeah. This is where things go from bad to straight up unsettling. Imagine 4 a.m, you're sound asleep, and suddenly there's this pounding on the door, someone yelling, shut up, at the top of their lungs.
That's terrifying. I mean, talk about a nightmare neighbor. That's like horror movie material.
Right. And this is a key moment because it's not just about the noise or the trash anymore. There's this escalation to direct confrontation. Accusations are flying. And it really throws our listener for a loop.
And this is where that meticulously kept log comes into play, right?
Oh, absolutely. Get ready because things are about to get even wilder from here. And trust me, you'll want all the details because, well, this is where the dog poop enters the picture.
Dog poop. Seriously.
Oh, okay.
We have to hear about this.
I know, right? It's like something out of a sitcom, except I'm sure our listener wasn't laughing. So they start finding these, well, deposits, let's call them, on their welcome mat.
And I'm assuming our listener is not a dog owner.
Nope. No dog to blame here. But the neighbor is convinced this is some kind of retaliation tactic, even goes as far as taking pictures of the evidence and sending them to the building management.
Oh, the audacity. So what does our listener do? I mean, besides gag, I assume.
Right. They try to reason with the neighbor, point out the lack of any canine accomplices, but it's like talking to a brick wall. And here's where the building management, who you'd think would be helpful in this situation, really dropped the ball.
Yeah, I was about to say, where do they come into all of this?
They're practically useless. Sadly, it's not that uncommon. Property managers often have limited resources. They're dealing with tons of complaints. It's easier for them to just try to placate people rather than actually address the root of the problem.
Which leaves our listener feeling pretty stuck, I imagine. But they've got their trusty logbook, right?
Oh, absolutely. And this is where all that meticulous documentation really proves its worth. Because now it's not just about venting. It's about having a record, some semblance of control in a situation that feels increasingly chaotic and surreal.
And let me guess, it doesn't stop at dog poop.
Oh, no, it escalates from there. We're talking alleged property damage, a flooded bathroom, no less, to shadowy figures lurking around, making our listener feel unsafe, even in their own home. It's like something straight out of a Hitchcock film.
This is where it transitions from annoying to genuinely scary.
Exactly. It starts to wear on their mental and emotional well-being. The stress is palpable in their account. But through it all, they're still trying to go through the proper channels, be the reasonable one.
Which is commendable, but as we've seen, sometimes being right doesn't get you very far in these situations.
Yeah.
Exactly. You need a different kind of strategy. And that, my friend, is where Mrs. Eleanor enters the picture.
Mrs. Eleanor, this is where the story takes a turn, right? Tell me we're about to meet a hero.
Oh, Mrs. Eleanor is the best. Imagine. Our listener is at their wit's end, buried in paperwork and complaints. And along comes Mrs. Eleanor, the wise elder of the building, and she somehow manages to do what no one else could.
I'm on the edge of my seat. What does she do?
Well, it's not so much what she does, but how W she does it. She comes in not with demands or accusations, but with this amazing ability to listen. She creates a space for the neighbor to open up, to share their side of the story.
Okay, so Mrs. Eleanor, the neighbor whisperer, I love it. And what happens? Does the neighbor actually open up? Does the neighbor actually open up? Spill the tea.
She does. And it turns out there's a whole lot more going on than anyone realized. This neighbor, who we've, let's be honest, been picturing as Cruella de Vil this whole time, is dealing with some serious stuff. Isolation, health problems, you name it.
Wow, that really puts things into perspective. It's a good reminder that we never really know what's going on in other people's lives, do we?
Exactly. It's not about excusing the behavior, but understanding that there's often a reason behind it. And sometimes just having someone acknowledge that, listen without judgment, can make all the difference.
So Mrs. Eleanor, the neighbor whisperer, works her magic. What happens next? Do they all just like hug it out and start braiding each other's hair?
Well, not quite, but it's pretty close. The neighbor agrees to make some changes. The trash situation gets resolved. But here's the thing. It goes even further than that. Our listener actually talks about a potluck.
A potluck?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of sweet. But also a little on the nose, right?
Maybe, but it's symbolic. It represents this attempt to rebuild the sense of community that had been so fractured. And honestly, isn't that what we all hope for in these situations?
That's a happy ending if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
But did it last?
That's the best part. It seems like it did. The listener talks about how they actually grew closer as a couple through all this, even found some humor in the situation. It's a real testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the power of a little bit of understanding.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I got a little choked up there at the end. What a story. But on a serious note, what are the takeaways here? What can our listeners do if they're dealing with, let's say, a slightly less dramatic neighborly dispute?
Well, first of all, channel your inner Mrs. Eleanor. A little empathy goes a long way. You might be surprised what you learn. Second, remember that meticulous logbook, documentation is key. And lastly, sometimes a plate of cookies or an invitation to a potluck can work wonders.
Words to live by. Well, that about wraps it up for this deep dive into the wild world of neighbor disputes. Join us next time for, well, who knows what kind of craziness we'll uncover next.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.